Nolte, Biden's Ninam ban again proves fact-checkers are liars. By John Nolte on July 22, 2021. Wednesday night during a Knoll town hall, His Fraudulency Joe Biden added 9mm pistols to his growing list of gun bans, which once again proves America's fact-checkers are stone-cold liars. Biden said, "The idea you need a weapon that can have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle, is ridiculous. I'm continuing to push to eliminate the sale of those things." And there it is. The 9mm. Just like that, the 9mm, one of the most popular handguns in America, is sitting right there on the table. Also on the table now is 20 shots. Many 9mm carry a standard 16-round magazine, and with one more chambered, you got 17. So now, we're only 3 measly shots away from a standard, everyday 9mm being labeled a weapon of war. This kind of mission creep is par for the course for the extreme left. Yep, one day, they just want to allow same-sex couples to get married. The next day, drag queens read to prepubescent kids at the local library, and naked men walk around your daughter's locker room. One day, it's 2 weeks to slow the spread, and here we sit. More than a year later, right back talking about mask mandates and shutdowns. One day, it's DACA. The next day, the borders are wide open. Biden targeting the 9mm is no accident, no slip of the tongue, and no senior moment. As the government seeks to impose its rule over our everyday lives, seeks to exploit things like the coronavirus to strip us of our everyday liberties, disarming us is a necessary component of that. Another necessary component is a corporate media who lie to gaslight the American public into believing fanatics like Biden are perfectly reasonable people with perfectly reasonable proposals to make our country a more perfect union. Hey, what's wrong with restrictions on those huge banana clips that hold dozens of rounds? What's wrong with background checks? What's wrong with banning weapons of war? What's wrong with a buyback program? What's wrong with a little tweak here and a little tweak there? It's all a lie. And the media know it's a lie. Most especially the fact-checkers, and their goal is to lie. To deceive us, to allow the same-sex marriage camel nose into the tent so that the full camel of drag queens can read to our children. It works like this. Someone on the right will warn that Biden is coming after your guns. And the fake fact-checkers will mobilize with their tut-tut-tuts declaring those statements a lie because, you know, Biden didn't really say that. But these godforsaken liars tut 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 even when Biden does say it. After both Biden and her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris flat out admitted they support a mandatory gun buyback program, which is straight up confiscation, the fact checkers still lied. Still said, tut tut tut, Trump dards, Biden is not going to confiscate your guns. Look at this fake fact check from the far left factcheck.org. A 2020 Trump ad claimed Biden was coming for our guns, and factcheck.org freaked out to protect Biden. Joe Biden openly admitted his plan to violate our Second Amendment rights, the ad's narrator says about the Democratic presidential nominee. The ad then shows CNN's Anderson Cooper saying to Biden, to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns. After that, Biden is shown saying, bingo. You're right. But his full response was, bingo. You're right, if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period. Biden actually argued that banning Americans from purchasing assault weapons wouldn't be a violation of their constitutional rights, and he said he wouldn't confiscate firearms that had already been purchased legally. See. 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 Shouts fact check, it's a lie. Biden's not coming for your guns. He's just coming for those nasty assault rifles everyone hates. It's Trump who's a liar. Why would you vote to re-elect a liar? Except Biden is coming for our guns. Everyone knows he's coming for our guns. Factcheck.org damn well knows he's coming for our guns, but they not only lie and say he's not. They take Biden's word for it. And here we sit. Now that Biden's allegedly won the 2020 election, he just did exactly what the Trump ad said he would. In this country, if you put 9mm on the banning table, if you come for our 9mm, you are most definitely coming for our guns. So go ahead and add Biden's not coming for your guns to this list. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. President Michael Avenatti. The Covington KK Kids hoax. Hands up, don't shoot. George Zimmerman. Mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter riots. The Russia collusion hoax. Antifa stormed the beaches on D-Day. Cuomo, DNY, king of coronavirus competence. The clearing of Lafayette Square hoax. The lab leak theory has been debunked hoax. The Russians are behind Hunter's laptop hoax. The Russian bounty hoax. The Capitol police officer killed with the fire extinguisher hoax. The very fine people hoax. Men can magically transform into women. And on and on and on. Scumbags.